Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth. Addresses 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi. Campaigning for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections intensifies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses rally in Samastipur. 20 people killed in a bus fire accident in Kurnool district of Andhra Pradesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says commitment to multilateralism must remain strong and the United Nations must be supported. India clinches double gold in Kabaddi at Asian Youth Games 2025 in Bahrain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. The Prime Minister said this in a video message at the 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi. During the event, appointment letters were distributed to more than 51,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. Mr. Modi said, through these employment fairs alone, more than 11 lakh appointment letters have been given to young people since the initiative began in October 2022. The Prime Minister also launched the Vikasit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youth.
पिछले 11 वर्षों से देश विकसित भारत के निर्माण का संकल्प लेकर आगे बढ़ रहा है इसमें सबसे बड़ी भूमिका हमारे युवाओं की है आप सबकी है आज रोजगार मेले युवाओं के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बन गए हैं अकेले इन रोजगार मेलों के जरिए बीते कुछ समय में ही 11 लाख से ज्यादा नियुक्ति पत्र दिए जा चुके हैं
Mr. Modi underscored that for the past 11 years, the country has been moving forward with the resolve to build a Vikasit Bharat, and the youth have played the most significant role in this. He also asserted that empowering youth is a priority of the BJP-NDA government. Mr. Modi underlined that campaigns like the Steel India Mission provide skill training to the youth, which, while initiatives such as the National Career Service Platform are connecting them with new opportunities.
नेशनल करियर सर्विस प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे इनिशिएटिव उन्हें नए अवसरों से भी जोड़ रहे हैं मुझे बताया गया है कि इसके माध्यम से अब तक 7 करोड़ से अधिक वैकेंसीज इसकी जानकारी युवाओं को दी जा चुकी है युवाओं के लिए एक और बड़ा कदम है प्रतिभा सेतु पोर्टल जो उम्मीदवार यूपीएससी की अंतिम सूची तक पहुंचे लेकिन सेलेक्ट नहीं हुए उनकी मेहनत भी अब व्यर्थ नहीं जाएगी
Prime Minister Modi also said the government considers the strength of India's youth as the greatest power of the nation.
हमारी डिप्लोमेटिक टॉक्स हमारे ग्लोबल एमओयू इनमें युवाओं की ट्रेनिंग अपस्किलिंग और एम्प्लॉयमेंट जनरेशन को भी शामिल किया जा रहा है भारत और ब्रिटेन ने एआई फिनटेक और क्लीन एनर्जी जैसे सेक्टर्स में निवेश बढ़ाने पर सहमति बताई है यूरोप के कई देशों के साथ भी इन्वेस्टमेंट पार्टनरशिप हुई है ब्राजील सिंगापुर कोरिया कनाडा ऐसे कई देशों के साथ समझौते हुए हैं
In Bihar, star campaigners from both the NDA and the Grand Alliance are addressing multiple rallies today in support of their candidates for the first phase of the state assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today kicked off the National Democratic Alliance's campaign for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections with an election rally in Samastipur, invoking the legacy of socialist icon Jananayak Karpuri Thakur and pledging to accelerate development and social justice across the state. Addressing a public rally at the Dudhpura helipad grounds, Mr. Modi described Karpuri Thakur as a priceless gem of the country, crediting him for bringing social justice to independent India and for connecting the poor and disadvantaged with new opportunities.
आप मुझे बताइए गरीब को पक्का घर देना
ये गरीब की सेवा है कि नहीं है, गरीब को मुफ्त अनाज देना गरीब की सेवा है या नहीं, मुफ्त इलाज, शौचालय, नल से जल, सम्मान का जीवन जीने के लिए हर सुविधा एनडीए सरकार दे रही है।
Earlier in the day, he paid floral tribute at Karpuri Gram, the birthplace of the former chief minister, widely respected for championing backward and marginalized communities. The rally was also addressed by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Union Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to address a second gathering later in Begusarai. BJP's star campaigner and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address election rallies today in Siwan and Buxar districts, while senior BJP leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address a public meeting in Gopalganj in support of the NDA. Meanwhile, the Grand Alliance's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, speaking to reporters in Patna, said contractual employees will be made permanent and steps will be taken to resolve the problem of unemployment in the state. In Andhra Pradesh, 19 passengers and a bike driver were killed and several others injured when a private sleeper bus travelling from Hyderabad to Bengaluru caught fire after colliding with a motorcycle in Kurnool district this morning. The accident occurred near Chinnathekuru village in Kallur Mandal. Officials said the motorcycle was dragged under the bus, triggering a blaze that caused the fuel tank to explode. The fire spread rapidly, trapping passengers inside as the door jammed due to a short circuit. Only a few escaped through the emergency exit with injuries. District Collector Dr. A. Seri said 41 people, including two drivers, were on board. 11 injured passengers were hospitalized and 11 bodies have been identified so far. Efforts to identify the remaining victims are underway. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Kurnool District Administration has set up multiple control rooms to assist families and coordinate relief efforts. A report.
The accident occurred in Chinnathekuru village of Kalluru Mandal in Kurnool district while the bus was going to Bengaluru. Many passengers were trapped inside, but some managed to escape through broken windows and the emergency exit. According to District Collector Dr. A. Siri, who inspected the accident spot in the morning, 12 passengers have been admitted in the hospital who were injured. The bodies of 19 passengers charred to death have been identified so far. The collector said in all, 21 passengers, including two drivers, are safe and further investigation is on. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu expressed grief and shared his condolences for the victims' families. An investigation is underway to determine the exact cause of the fire. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
A 2-minute public service awareness film on the People's Plan campaign, Sabki Yojana Sabka Vikas, will be screened across cinema theatres in the country from today till the 6th of November. The Panchayati Raj Ministry said in a statement, this is in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of public participation and saturation of government schemes. The campaign aims to promote public awareness and people's participation in the preparation of Panchayat development plans for 2026-27. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next-gen GST reforms are boosting the economy of Karnataka.
Under the next-generation GST reforms, the government has provided a significant boost to Karnataka's economy. Tax reduction on key goods including coffee, dairy, garments, handicrafts, coir and essential industrial inputs are enhancing affordability, stimulating domestic demand and strengthening the competitiveness of MSMEs and exporters of the state. GST on coffee extracts, essences and instant coffee have been cut down to 5% from the previously taxed 18%. This reduction has lowered retail prices of these products by around 11 to 12%. Similarly, GST cuts from 5% to nil on ultra-high temperature milk and paneer and from 12 to 5% on ghee and butter have have reduced retail prices by 5 to 7%. These significant tax reductions have not only improved consumer affordability but have also reinforced the dairy sector as a key driver of rural income and women empowerment in the state. The GST 2.0 also empowers artisans in handlooms and handicrafts and enables entrepreneurs driving industrial and technological growth in the state. With Rohan and Soumya, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said commitment to multilateralism must remain strong and the United Nations must be supported. Speaking at the release of a commemorative postage stamp in New Delhi on the 80 years of the United Nations, the minister reiterated India's commitment to the ideals of peace and security as well as development and progress. He stressed that India has always been and will continue to be a strong votary of the UN and of multilateralism.
80th anniversary is a significant milestone for any institution. On UN Day, I would like to reiterate India's commitment to the ideals of peace and security, as well as development and progress. India has always been and will continue to be a strong votary of the United Nations and indeed of multilateralism.
President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the centenary celebrations of St. Teresa's College, Ernakulam, Kerala, today. While addressing the gathering, the president said that participation of more women is very much essential to make India into a Vikasit Bharat. She added that a society led by women leaders would be more human and effective. Delhi police's special cell has busted an ISIS terror module and arrested two terror suspects. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, additional CP of the special cell, Pramod Singh Kushwaha, said the accused were arrested from Delhi and Bhopal on the 16th and 18th of October, respectively. Mr. Kushwaha said both the suspects were planning to carry an IED blast in Delhi and were allegedly in touch with an ISIS handler based near the Turkey-Syria border. On the occasion of World Polio Day, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today highlighted India's remarkable journey in eliminating polio through unwavering national efforts and strong public participation. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said the success in eliminating polio was made possible by dedicated healthcare workers who reached every household, ensuring that no child was left behind in the fight against this preventable disease. India completed a dominant Kabaddi double at the 2025 Asian Youth Games at Bahrain, with both under-18 teams winning gold while remaining unbeaten. The girls' team crushed Iran 75-21 in the final, the largest victory margin in a Youth Games Kabaddi final since 2013. Raider Neha Patel scored 28 points, while defender Riya Singh led a strong defence as India finished the tournament with 312 points scored and just 89 conceded. Across five matches, the boys' team edged out Iran 35-32 in a tense final. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 525 points to 84,031, while the Nifty declined 150 points to 25,741 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth. Addresses 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi. Campaigning for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections intensifies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses rally in Samastipur. 20 people killed in a bus fire accident in Kurnool district of Andhra Pradesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says commitment to multilateralism must remain strong and the United Nations must be supported. And India clinches double gold in Kabaddi at Asian Youth Games 2025 in Bahrain. And with that, we end the Midday News.